بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the broader book on the clothing, the chapter on clothing or the kitab on clothing, and then we're doing the various different chapters with regards to clothing, the length of the clothing, the length of the sleeves, the type of clothing, the fabric of the clothing. So today we're doing the fabric that is permissible for men to wear and what is not permissible for them to wear, as well as women folk. So today's chapter, Babu Tahrimi Libasi al-Hariri al-Rijali wa Tahrimi Julusihim alayhi wa Istinadihim ilayhi wa Jawazi Lubsihi lil-Nisa'i. The chapter on the prohibition of wearing silk clothes for men and the prohibition of them sitting or leaning upon silk and the permissibility for women to wear it. We find that in Islam, Allah Ta'ala has created a clear distinction between men and women. And as we get closer towards Qiyamah, the clear lines of distinction, this is how the woman should be behaving, this is how the men should be behaving, this is what is allowed for the man to wear, this is what is allowed for the woman to wear, this is what is not allowed for a man to wear, and this is what is not allowed for a woman to wear. As we're getting closer towards Qiyamah, those lines will become more and more blur. Something will come about, as already we know, is unisex. And then, take it even further, is that now a person can even choose what sex he wants to be. I can choose to be a man, I can choose to be a lady. So the lines will get even further, more blurred. And then a person will take pride. If a man can behave like a woman, he'll take pride. And if a woman can behave like a man, she'll take pride. To such an extent that it's also called pride. Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah Ta'ala protect us. In Islam, there's complete rules, unique for men, complete rules, unique for men, showing us there's a distinction in the system Allah Ta'ala has created for a man, in the system that Allah Ta'ala has created for a woman. And people think it today to be something of pride, of honor, that we bring the woman of equal standing to the man. But this will never ever happen according to Islam. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً. Allah Ta'ala has given, this is something that is given from the side of Allah Ta'ala for the administration of this world. وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً. Allah has given the man over the woman a degree of authority, a higher level, a degree of authority for the management of this world. So therefore, they can never ever be equal. As much as the West is trying to bring them on equal, that they must be given government positions, they must be given executive positions. Simple example to show how it doesn't work is, even amongst the West, you'll never get a soccer final where there's men versus women. Although they say we are equal and we are like this, you'll get a boxing match where you get a man fighting a woman or a man wrestling a woman. They know it also, that Allah Ta'ala has created men separate, different. Allah has created a woman different. We can't bring them together. Like you've got manual labor and hard labor, building, etc. You know that Allah Ta'ala has created a man for that type of hard labor, etc. So these systems that Allah Ta'ala has created, the unique makeup, the physiology of a man, Allah Ta'ala has made up the makeup of a man different from the makeup of a woman. So similarly, Allah Ta'ala knowing best what is good for a man and what is good for a woman. So like this we see with regards to silk, which we are doing today, the chapter to do doing with silk, we'll find that Allah Ta'ala has made it permissible for a man, for a woman to wear silk, but not permissible for a man. Now whether we can understand that logic or not, it doesn't matter. But Allah Ta'ala who created us, He has made it. But what happens is, ulama give us some hikmat, some wisdom behind this. That one of the things is silk is an item of beauty, like gold. So this is an item or ornament of beauty. Now these things are something that women folk take interest in. Beauty, in beautifying themselves, looking nice, looking in the mirror, seeing the face is right, seeing the hair is right. These things are not something that should be over-consumed by a man. Yes, a man has to be clean, has to be neat, has to be presentable, but not over-consumed, because sometimes if a man gets over-consumed in this, he forgets to do his manly duties that he's supposed to be doing. He's supposed to be rough, he's supposed to be tough, he's supposed to be strong, he's supposed to be physical, he's supposed to be helping in all these ways, in all these things. But if he starts going into what a woman's supposed to be doing, then he goes to another extreme. Like you'll see some men who act like women, how they go to another extreme in trying to behave like woman. To save us from that, Allah Ta'ala has made these things. One of the hikmats of this, the other hikmat is Allah Ta'ala has kept this in store for us in Jannah, this beauty and this enjoyment. So therefore Allah Ta'ala does not want us to take it now. Like in one of the hadiths we'll see, that those people, let's quickly go through that hadith Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that one who wears silk in this world will not wear it in the year after. One who drinks the wine of this world will not drink it in the year after. One who drinks from gold and silver utensils in this world will not drink from them in the year after. This is the clothing, the drink and the utensils of the inhabitants of Jannah. Allah has kept it, so we have taken it before time. You find that a man, he murders somebody who is supposed to inherit from. Say a person murders his father. He was supposed to inherit from his father when his father passes away. But he killed his father before time. So now what Shariat does, Shariat says this person doesn't inherit from his father. Why he is now disallowed from inheriting is he tried to take something before time that was due to him. So because of him taking it, Allah Ta'ala deprives him completely. So similarly, this Allah Ta'ala has kept it in store for us in Jannah. If we now want to take it in this world, this wine and this silk and this gold, etc., Allah Ta'ala will deprive us of this on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. This is one of the hikmats and the wisdoms. Anyway, moving on the first hadith, عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تلبس الحرير فإن من لبسه في الدنيا لم يلبسه في الآخرة متفق عليه. حضرت عمر رضي الله عنه narrated that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, do not wear silk, as the one who wears it in this world shall not wear it in the year after. Not wear it in the year after is serious. What it means is that Allah Ta'ala will deprive a person from Jannah, from the entry into Jannah. We know until a person gets cleansed, etc., then only he'll be entered into Jannah. So like that, Allah Ta'ala has kept the silk for us in Jannah. Allah Ta'ala explains, وَلِبَاسُهُمْ فِيهَا حَرِيرٌ, that the clothing of the people of Jannah will be silk. What we should rather be doing is trying to get there. Once we get there, then Allah Ta'ala will give us that opportunity of enjoying all the enjoyments that He has kept for us in Jannah. We'll do one more short hadith. عن أبي هريرة عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إنما يلبس الحرير من لا خلاق له متفق عليه وفي رواية للبخاري من لا خلاق له في الآخرة قوله من لا خلاق له أي لا نصيب له. حضرت عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه narrates that I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying silk is worn by a person who has no share. Another narration of Bukhari Sharif has it, who has no share in the year after. So you see, if this is a serious thing, the man is dressing in those things that have been prohibited, using those things that have been prohibited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing amal in these things. Once we hear it, we must practice upon it. How much we like it or we don't like it, that is not important. What we need to do is to see how much of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we got into our lives. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.